Campgrounds and bars are hoping for a bumper long weekend while doing their best to heed the COVID-19 warnings. Many campgrounds in the Coromandel are reporting they're almost booked out as many people hit the road in search of some R&R. Rachel Graham reports.
It's been more than 4 months since the last public holiday, so this is a long weekend many have been hanging out for. Janie Housegoe is one of the managers at Seabreeze Holiday Park in Whenuakete on the Coromandel, and says they're bracing themselves for a big weekend.
We've definitely seen probably a rush to get out of town for the last 24 or 48 hours. We've had a lot of inquiries about camping, but all of our chalets and our lodge accommodation is sold out, so really we're just pushing our powered sites and our non-powered sites for camping opportunities at the moment, which is great.
She says with a lack of international visitors, they're delighted to be as busy as usual this year with local guests. Over at the Dixon Holiday Park in Thames, they are also almost completely booked out. Cindy Wainwright says they'll be taking extra measures to ensure they do their bit to restrict the spread of COVID-19.
Of course, we've got the app that they can scan on the door. We disinfect the counter, the FPOS machine, the door handles, the telephone that they use every time someone comes into reception. And in the general areas, we've had extra cleaning on since COVID started, and we'll just keep it up until it's over.
Inspector Peter McKinney says police are expecting the highways to be particularly busy this weekend.
What we'll find is we've got a lot of New Zealanders who will travel internally, whereas previously they might have gone over to Australia or the Pacific Islands for a holiday during the break. So people have been restricted from taking winter holidays overseas, so they're going to invest in a holiday within New Zealand. So we'll see a lot more New Zealanders on the road.
Health Minister Chris Hipkins has urged businesses to do their bit over the weekend to ensure people have easy access to the COVID-19 QR code, particularly hospitality businesses. Max Bremner, who runs several bars in Christchurch, including the Beely Ale House and Fat Eddie's, says people have got slack about using the COVID app, but he has emphasised its importance to his staff.
We've made a big effort right through the group to make sure that it's from basically now that everyone that comes in, it's very difficult in town now late at night when you're talking 1,000 people charging around. But, you know, we're doing our best. So we've really reinforced that and picked that up.
But people heading out for a bite to eat on Monday may find that not all their usual spots are open. Graham Enright's Whistling Sister in Wellington is choosing not to risk opening for the public holiday this year.
Because of obviously how the climate has been, we've made a decision to close and to put on Monday. Just because it's been so tough financially and everything that we just can't afford to be paying the time and a half and the extra labour and risk people not being in town.
Those heading out over the weekend will mostly be getting good weather, at least for the first part of it. Lewis Ferris from Met Service says there is a heavy rain watch in place for the west coast of the South Island for Sunday, but the east of the South Island is in for some unusually warm weather, with Christchurch forecast to hit 28 degrees.
Sunday we're expecting some areas to approach October records for heat, but on Monday we're seeing those temperatures drop between 10 and 15 degrees, so a big change there.
And Lewis Ferris warns rainy weather will be heading up the North Island for a wet start for many next week. For Checkpoint, this is Rachel Graham.